This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this special edition of the Strang Report podcast. My guest today is Dr. R.T. Kendall, one of the leading theologians of our day. I have the privilege to publish many of his books, and he's in the office today, so I talked him into coming to the studio to talk about his newest book, which is called We've Never Been This Way Before. And you're going to find out in this podcast how the new normal will be not anything that you expect, but more than that, to answer the question, where is God in all of this? So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back and welcome to Dr. Kendall. I'm so glad to have you here as our guest. We've been friends from the time that you were the pastor of Westminster Chapel in London for 25 years, right? Very, very close to Buckingham Palace. I've been there numerous times to your service and never had an idea that all these years later I would get to publish your books. You're, of course, a prolific writer, and you just keep cranking them out. We're publishing about two a year. So why did you write this book?
Well, thank you for having me here today, Steve. Well, about 2.5 months ago, your editor, Debbie Murray, phoned and said, by chance, do you have anything on your heart with regard to the present coronavirus crisis? Because already there were a book ready to come out. But she said, anything on your heart? I said, well, as a matter of fact, there is. And she said, what is it? Well, I said, Joshua's word to the children of Israel as they were getting ready to go into the promised land, the land of Canaan, said, keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant because you've never been this way before. Those words have gripped me in recent weeks. We've never been this way before. What we're going through now in America is unprecedented. And I was so gripped by that phrase. And she said, let's make it a book and let's get it done now. And I wrote it in 3 weeks, the fastest I've ever written a book. I didn't try to write it fast. It just came. That doesn't mean the Holy Spirit wrote it. I'm not going that far. But the liberty that I had and the ease and the thoughts that came to me, and it's all based upon Joshua. It's an exposition of early chapters of the book of Joshua, the children of Israel going into the promised land. And I have shown how as they must look to the Ark of the Covenant, so we today look to Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Ark. And the way we can make it in our day, unprecedented times, is to keep our eyes on Jesus. And I also have the conviction that what we are going through will end up with the greatest awakening in our time, and I'll go so far as to say the greatest since Pentecost. That I happen to believe.
Well, I want to do a deep dive on that, believe me, because I hope you're right. But I just wanted to comment that this is a shorter book. It's only 118 pages, which is shorter than most of the tomes that you have written. So it's a quicker read. It's kind of a now word in that we're going through the pandemic now. And before we talk about the revival, which other people are saying too, where do you say that God is in all this? Or is he allowed this to lead toward a revival?
Well, I can tell you, it is my view that America is under judgment. And I show in the book there are five kinds of judgment. I don't know how much detail you want me to go into right now. But we are under judgment for four reasons: racism, legalized abortions, same-sex marriage, and theological liberalism in the pulpits. And God is fed up, and he is angry, and this is why we are going through this. We're under judgment. God is at the bottom of it, but it's gracious judgment, and it means that he's trying to get our attention. It's not retributive judgment where God just gets even and punishes. No, he's being gracious to us to get our attention, to drive us to our knees. And it will end up with America crying out like they've never done before, and God will answer. And it's my view the only thing that will save us will be this awakening, not unlike what we saw in the 18th century under the preaching of people like Jonathan Edwards, or the Cane Ridge Revival in the early 19th century. We're talking about something huge, not ordinary revival, something that gets the attention of the world, and everybody's going to know about it.
Well, of course, in the kind of work I'm in, we try to keep up with what's going on. And it looks like in some ways things are getting worse and worse. And so when I hear talk about revival, I get all excited. Now, I'll say quickly that I grew up in Pentecostal circles, and Pentecostals, as part of their subculture and tradition, are always praying and believing and longing for revival. And generally, that would mean that an evangelist comes through town, and they have a two-week meeting, and people get saved, and everyone kind of gets excited about the Lord again, and maybe some new people come to the church, and maybe they extend the meetings for 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks. They call that a revival. But what you're talking about is more like the second great awakening, or the first great awakening, or shall I say even the Pentecostal revival, which now has, you know, depends on how you count it, but 600 million adherents around the world. You know, obviously something shifted there. And could we even say that the Luther's Reformation was a revival of sort, wasn't it? A revival of truth in the Word of God and focus on piety and so forth. So just elaborate. Do you agree with me, disagree with me?
I agree with you, but this is much, much, much greater. As Joshua entered into the Promised Land, he saw this awesome figure. And Joshua said, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And the figure said, which happened to be an angel, "Neither." Well, that was not the answer Joshua wanted. And what we need to learn about God and what has been forgotten, that He's a God of glory, and He does things for His own glory. Jonathan Edwards, who was the main figure in the Great Awakening of the 18th century, used to say, "The one thing that the devil cannot duplicate, he cannot produce in us, is a love for the glory of God. The flesh cannot produce it, only God can do it." And what Joshua was learning, that we do not have any entitlement. You see, the curse of our generation, Steve, in my opinion, is a feeling of entitlement. And the idea is that we can snap our fingers and expect God to jump. There is no fear of God in the world today. There's no fear of God in the nation. There is little, if any, fear of God in the church. And that will be restored. And that is what the angel was saying to Joshua. And I think what we need to learn and what is going to bring about this great awakening is a restoration of the fear of God. That's my conviction. That is the need of the hour.
Well, I agree with you 100%. And what will the reader get? Because I want to encourage the listeners to pick up this book. It's available, of course, on Amazon.com, but also you can come to our own website, which is charismabooks.com/ We've Never Been This Way Before. That's a lot of typing, but it's Charisma Books, which is the publisher, .com, which is our website, /, and then the title of the book. And I think it's important that people get this. Like I said, it's a quick read, but even so, it's, you know, depending on how fast people read, it's between an hour and a half and 2 hours to read it. What will people walk away from? What insights, you know, including what you've just said, but other insights as well, that would motivate people to stop and buy this book and read it?
I can answer that very quickly. The greatest word I got back, the most encouraging word from someone who read the book, is from your own wife, Joy. When she read the book, she said to me, "When I read this book, it gave me peace. In this crisis that we're in, it gave me peace and hope." Well, if I were wanting to put the words in her mouth, that's what I would have wanted to say. She came up with that, and I thought, this is what will encourage people. God is in it all. And as Job learned, Job chapter 42, verse 2, "No purpose of yours can be thwarted." And God is at the bottom of it all. And by the way, you would be interested to know, as you know, because you're holding the book in your hands, of all people to endorse it is Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York City. He was on Fox News, and they said to him, "Cardinal Dolan, where is God in all this?" His reply, "He's right in the middle of it." Well, that's my view. That's why I wanted him to endorse my book, and I was very blessed that he did. You'll notice that Bishop Harry Jackson has endorsed the book. Bishop Joseph Garlington, Timothy Delina, the new pastor of Times Square Church in New York City. And what has encouraged me is the vast number of people from all walks of life. But what encouraged me most was your own wife when she said, "This gave me hope and peace." And I think everybody who reads it will see why it is a wonderful thing. God is at the bottom of it all, but it's not for nothing. He's trying to get our attention, and it is going to lead eventually, and I hope to see it in my lifetime, and I'm 85 years old, but if it doesn't come in my lifetime, it's coming. But I believe it will be coming soon. I think it's going to come suddenly, like the walls of Jericho falling. You see, the last chapter of the book, The Next Great Awakening, is an example of when the children of Israel marched around the city of Jericho 7 times. They must have felt like fools. Well, why are we doing this? And then on the 7th day, they had to do it 7 times. They must have felt strange. What's going on? Not a hint that anything was happening. And then after the 7th time, Joshua said, "Shout," and they did, and the walls fell. It's what God did, and it was suddenly. And I believe what is coming is down the road sooner than we think. It will be sudden and in such a way that everybody will have to say, "This is God."
Well, I remember when Joy read the manuscript before it was published, and she made the same comments to me that it was so encouraging to her, and it's why I've started the book. I was hoping to finish it before this interview, but you're so articulate. You know the questions before I even ask them. But I just want to also mention that Marilyn Hickey, Alveda King, and Ricky Skaggs, who has just been inducted to the Grand Ole Opry Hall of Fame, and Matt Redman, the worship leader who's so famous, they also endorsed the book and just glowing. Comments about what they got out of it, and I hope people will get it. Could I be so bold as to say I also wrote a book during the pandemic called God, Trump, and COVID-19 from a very different perspective. But as I wrote it, I talked to Christian leaders who were saying the same thing that you are, that a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit is coming. And I included it toward the end of the book. And recently I was talking to Sean Foyt. He's the 38-year-old worship leader who's had 37 worship experiences around the country in these hot spots like Minneapolis and Portland and so forth. And in some cities, they won't allow them. They allow the protesters, but they won't allow the Christians. So they just go in the streets and call it a worship protest. And it's just exciting what's happening. I mean, they had one on the steps of the Capitol in Sacramento, and they just worship, and it doesn't start slow. Sometimes in our churches, the worship kind of starts slow, and it kind of crescendos. No, it starts at a very high level. I've never been to one, but I've watched videos of them. You can find them all over YouTube. And the reason I mentioned Sean is that when I did a recent podcast with him, I brought up what you're talking about. "Sean, we're hearing that a revival is coming. What do you think?" And he said, "It's not coming, it started." And he was the first person that had said it that way. But, people tell me that there's basically no preaching. Somebody will get up and say, "I just accepted Jesus," and then all these people rush to the altar, and then they spend the next few hours baptizing people in a mobile baptismal that they've set up in a truck. It's just phenomenal. And to see that there's such spiritual hunger in some of the places where it's darkest. And, being a journalist and an amateur historian, I believe that sometimes revivals have to be identified after the fact. that it's historians looking back and saying, "This happened." It's a little different when you're looking forward. And maybe what I should ask you is, how can we identify when this has happened?
Well, this one, everybody will know. The point I'm making, it will come suddenly. Now, to say it's already started, I would say that when the children of Israel are marching around Jericho, that's the beginning. And so I think we can be in that phase now. So you can make a case. You can make a case that has begun. But what I'm expecting will be so sudden, you won't need to ask, when is it coming? You'll say, this is it. It's like on the day of Pentecost, Peter said, this is it. And that is coming down the road. That's not come yet, but it will come. And you won't need to ask, is this it? They'll all know. They'll say it first.
Well, that's exciting and very, very encouraging. And, you know, there's so much more that we could dive into, but people need to read the book. And we've never been this way before. Trusting God in Unprecedented Times by Dr. R.T. Kendall, best-selling author of Total Forgiveness, your very biggest book. And I hope this is also a very big book. And people can get it on Amazon or ChristianBooks.com, of course, but also our own website, charismabooks.com/ We've Never Been This Way Before. So as we wrap up this edition of the Strang Report, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think what you mentioned already, my book, Total Forgiveness, I think the people that have been hurt most are the ones that must do the forgiving. And when people begin to forgive, and those who have been hurt the most that can forgive are the ones blessed that will have the greatest blessing. I believe it will come by as Christians who have been hurt, deeply hurt, will forgive those who have hurt them, and it will bring about an awakening in one's heart. So individually, it can happen as we prepare for the big thing. It can start and must, to some degree, with forgiveness, forgiving one another. But the big thing will follow, and it will come sooner than we think. And as I said, you won't need to ask, is it here yet? You will know.
Well, thank you to Dr. R.T. Kendall for taking time to be on my podcast today. I am so honored to have the privilege of publishing your books. Many of them were published in the UK. And, you know, as we're able to get the rights and so forth, we're republishing them. But then you're coming up with all these magnificent new books as well, including this new one, We've Never Been This Way Before. And we've just had such a good relationship over the years. We admire you so much and believe that you're a real gift to the body of Christ.
Your friends should know that you've had major influence on me at a level no one would ever guess. And you know what I'm getting ready to say. It's when you got me to exercising physically. And thanks to you, I do a certain exercise every day that's kept me in good shape. I actually do 21 push-ups a day. And I walk and I stretch. And you got me started many years ago. And I thank God for that influence that you've had on me, as well as giving me the open door and publishing books.
Well, thank you. I think you're exaggerating, but
I'm not.
You've got, at 85 years old, you've got a schedule busier than a man half your age, and you've got energy of a much younger man.
I believe God has used you in this. Don't you underestimate it. I mean what I say, and I believe it.
Thank you. Well, thank you to my listeners for listening to this special edition of The Strang Report with a little surprise ending that I didn't expect. Tune in again tomorrow to The Strang Report, the podcast to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.